Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, Chris, I know that you were sharing some of the stuff that the Lord was sharing with you. Talk to us.
Right, yeah. I was abiding in Luke the other day, Luke chapter 11.
Mm-hmm.
And a particular scripture that just really jumped out to me was in verse 52, where it says that Jesus is speaking to the Pharisees, and he says, "Woe to you, experts of the law, because you have taken away the key to knowledge. You yourselves have not entered, and you have hindered those who were entering." And I just began to ponder on that, and it was like, hindering the key to knowledge, well, what is that? And what he began to speak to me about is that the Pharisees, the experts of the law, they didn't enter into God's grace. They were operating in pride. Many times, you know, they prayed on the streets, corners to be seen.
Right.
They walked this many steps this way and this many steps to the right. You know, it was like everything they did was like, you
all
know,
calculated.
Show.
Right. It was all for show. And, you know, they didn't take into account that for, of God's grace. And then by doing so, you know, those that they were called to lead, well, they were leading them in the same direction. You know, they
make them twice the son of hell.
Right. Exactly. Which earlier in Luke, you know, Jesus talked about that. He says, you know, you cross land and sea to create one convert, and you make them twice as much a son of hell as you are. You know, we spoke about that, you know, a while back.
And, yeah, I remember that.
And I mean, that's just that's huge.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, he's already telling them you're a son of hell. You know, now you're making these people twice as much as you are. Right.
Catch a clue.
Yeah. Right. And I just began to ponder on that, and it's just, it's so important that we who are called to lead, you know, Jesus says, he says, do what they say, but don't do what they do. You know, but those of us who are called to lead, it's important what we say and it's important what we do. You know, we can't live an opposite lifestyle.
Right.
A lifestyle can
practice what we preach, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Jesus, he called them hypocrites. So, you know, we don't want to live our life, you know, being hypocrites. And he says, woe to them. Which means we're going to be held accountable. Well, we're going to be held accountable of how we're leading.
That's right.
And
what we're teaching people and what we're saying and all these different things.
Mm-hmm.
You think about it, they had a position of power, but not empowerment. They thought they were going after God, and they weren't.
Right.
They were doing religious activity. And that's scary. That's scary when you're doing religious activity that looks godly.
Righteous, yeah.
Looks righteous, but there's nothing happening on the inside.
Right.
You know, and
you call them dead man's bones.
Yeah.
Right.
Whitewashed tombs.
Yeah.
And that's so important because, you know, you can have 100 people in a room, but maybe 10 of those 100, they're all doing the same thing, but maybe only 10 of them are doing it with the right motives. And it's always about what's happening on the inside.
Right, which is the other thing is that we need to be careful that we don't put out the Spirit's fire in other people. We're not all on the same level in our walk with God.
Right.
There's those of us who are at a lower level. They don't know as much. God had really reminded me of a particular situation that I was going through with one of my children, and where basically, you know, I was expecting a certain behavior that I myself had already learned.
Right.
And thought, well, I've articulated this thing well enough for you to,
right,
you know, you should understand this thing. But God just really quickened my spirit and just rebuked me.
Right.
They're not where you are. You've been on this journey for a long time.
Right.
They have not yet come to where you are.
Right. We're not lower levels. We're just at different levels.
Right.
Yeah. Not further, not to diminish. We're just not as, we haven't gained as much wisdom.
Right, right, right.
You know, further we're along younger. The path, you know, and you just give your lives to the Lord. You just be getting your first steps. Other people that they've maybe been walking with God longer, so obviously they're going to be further, should be further down the journey, further down the path.
Right. You just have more opportunities to make mistakes.
Right.
And learn from them.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And but it broke my heart.
Yeah.
You know, that I did this because I was putting this burden on them that, you know, they weren't in a position to carry yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and I just really broke my heart. And then, you know, Jesus goes on to say in Luke, he says, do not fear man who can kill the body, but fear him who can send you to hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to walk in the fear of the Lord.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, when we're ministering to others, you know, our day-to-day lives, everywhere we go, I mean, there's people that are watching us. People see what we do, you know. And then if they know who we are and they're seeing us mm-hmm. operate a certain way, that's woe unto us.
Yeah.
Right. You know, if we're putting some huge burden or we're causing one of those little ones to sin.
Yeah. Yeah. He says better if we just tie a millstone around our neck, cast ourselves in the sea, than lead one of his little ones astray. Right.
And oftentimes they put that burden on, you know, the minister or the evangelist or the apostle.
Yeah, I don't have to do that. That's
it's
you. Yeah.
Every believer, every single one of us, no one is excluded. When you show up at work, you know, they're watching you. When you're out in your neighborhood cutting your grass, they're watching you. You know, when you're at Walmart, they're watching you.
Right.
And more importantly, you're not doing it for man's eyes, but you're doing everything you do for God. You know, because if you become man-centered, then you're trying to do behavior modification, act right because an eye is on you, you know, instead of just doing the right thing because it's what God wants you to do. It's part of your life. It's, you know, you're honoring the Lord.
Right, exactly. So it's key that we remember who we are and where we've come from,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that we can have grace on other people.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, we look and we see how patient and loving God is with us and all the mistakes that we've made and continue to make. We can't be so quick to judge others and where they're at and, you know, what's happened in their lives.
It's interesting, too, especially when you talk about parents and children, because, you know, especially parents that have been through painful experiences, or, you know, what parent hasn't, you know, and you try to help your child to avoid those potholes in the ground and different things that will derail their life or get them all jammed up. Mm. And you want to help them. And sometimes you have to remember that they're just at a different place, you know, and that sometimes people try to put a person or a child in such a position or a box where they can't make any mistakes. And when you do that, they're bound to make huge mistakes. It's, you know, it's almost better that someone makes some mistakes while you're there to help them and coach them along the way,
right,
as opposed to making mistakes when you're not even there, or making mistakes and they don't even tell you because there's such a high burden or perceived pressure or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
It's listen, interacting with people and raising children, all that, it requires everything of you.
Everything.
I mean, it really does. Mm-hmm. And the highest price is you. I mean, it costs you because when you're dealing with either, you know, a spouse, a child, a coworker, a brother, a sister, a Lord, a friend, a neighbor, your fellow man, you know what it requires? It requires of you to think more highly of them.
Mm-hmm.
It requires of you to think about what you're saying, how this is going to come across, you know, what's their perspective? How can I, you know, if I'm saying something to them, how do I tailor this so that they can receive it, not so that I can just be heard or share what I had to say.
Right.
You know, because the end result is you want to convey something. You want to convey a message.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you want them to get it. You don't just want to just say whatever, you know, and then, well, that felt good. They're like, oh, yeah, but they're destroyed.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's not about us.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about the Pharisees is they were all caught up in this religious stuff. I mean, it's just so sad to hear that Jesus is walking on the face of the earth, and they totally missed Jesus. What? I mean, how serious is that?
That's major.
That you're teaching the truth, you know, sharing all this stuff, and Jesus is right in front of you, and you can't even discern who he is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's because there's so much religion. And I love what you said. The scripture you said shared that it says do what they say but don't do what they do. I mean, they were teaching it
right,
but they weren't practicing it right. It wasn't evident in their life,
right?
And one of the things that we could be, you know, we want to be careful about is that we're not going through any kind of motion,
mm-hmm.
you know, where we just get complacent and you start doing the right stuff,
mm-hmm.
but it's not in you, Right. You're not living it. And then you're trying to put this burden on somebody else. Oh, yeah, you got to do this. You got to do this. Like, I don't see you doing
that. Do you see what you're doing right now?
Exactly.
Exactly. Man,
exactly. We were talking about yesterday that it's important for us to evaluate. Mm-hmm. It's important for us to examine ourselves. You know, we share often on VFN Radio that, listen, Proverbs says that a wise man, a wise woman gives thought to their ways. You gotta find out, you know, how is this coming across? You know, what was the fruit of what was shared and what was said? Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, God's going to hold us accountable for how we treated others. Mm-hmm. And his word says that whatever you have done to the least of these brothers of mine, you've done them to me. Mm-hmm. So how we speak to somebody, how we treat them or don't treat them, you have to remember that this is how you're doing Jesus.
Right.
Some people say, well, what's the big deal? The big deal is you just dogged out Jesus. You know, the big right. deal is that you just ran Jesus off the road. The big deal is that you didn't act nasty with the waitress. You act nasty with Jesus.
Yeah. Exactly.
And it helps us to bring things into perspective and say, you know what? That's honoring the Lord. That's living for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's walking with him in a way that brings him glory and brings him honor. That's what we're here for.
Right.
And the faster that we get that settled in our heart to realize, oh, my purpose is not to live for me. That's not the purpose. Rick Warren wrote that book, Purpose Driven Life, and the first line is it says,
it's not about me. I'll never forget that.
I was cracking up thinking how many people bought that book. They find my purpose. Right. And right from the first line,
right.
you know, he says, it's not about me. It's not That's about right. you. Your purpose-driven life, it's not so that you can have anything.
It's all about others.
It's about others. It's absolutely about others. Listen, we want to encourage you. We want to encourage you. Make it all about the Lord.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with